Today on Real Radio.
What you want to do is invite people to come and know Jesus. That's it. That's too simple. Wait a minute. It is simple. But the people who choose to follow Jesus begin a journey that's anything but easy. Let's be honest. We may be saved and going to heaven, but it gets bumpy.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his topical series called You Need to Know, a collection of lessons on the essentials of our faith. We've been in a series called You Need to Know all about your salvation. In fact, Pastor Jack has been concentrating on this topic for a while now because there are numerous questions surrounding this very central topic. One question that comes up quite a bit really is, can I lose my salvation? Well, once again, our teacher consults God's written word on this subject. It's a lesson called You Need to Know All About Your Salvation. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
So, question, am I once saved, always saved? Well, the answer is yes, if you're saved. If you're saved, you're always going to be saved. Are you born again? Yep, then you're always going to be born again. God doesn't commit abortions in his family. Remember that. Okay? So what are the proofs then? Are there proofs to me being saved? Are there indicators? Absolutely. Here's the funny thing. Are you ready? Listen, this is serious. Only those who are saved know it. There's a group who are saved, but because of fear or timidity, they don't enjoy it. They're always doubting it because they're still thinking about they're trying to impress God, but they're saved. They're just unhappy Christians. You say, how you doing? All right. What's the matter? I didn't pray 10 hours today. Well, stop trying and just walk with God and talk to him all day. That's how you pray. You have to get on your knees or go into a closet or draw the curtain. Just live. By the way, you want to pray a lot? Get involved in something that's bigger than you. That's the greatest way to grow. Get involved in something that's greater than you are. And there's nothing greater than following God. So here it is. Listen, those who do not even care about being saved, they don't even care about this, what's taking place right here, right now, is because they're not. This morning, are you concerned about your walk with God? My dear friend, you can only be concerned about your walk with God if God is doing a work in your heart. Proof? Ezekiel 36:26, to begin with. Indicators, proofs. Yep, Ezekiel 36:26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, a whole new way of thinking and living. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Soft heart, pliable heart. Verse 27, I will put my spirit in you and cause you. Notice this, everybody. God says, I'm going to put my Holy Spirit in you. Watch the result. What's the proof? I'll cause you to walk in my statutes. Did you hear that? Watch, everybody, before we press further into this verse, listen, everyone. Oh, I just have to keep the rules. If I just keep the rules, if I just get my little card signed, if I just color within the lines, if I just, then the pastor or the pope or the evangelist or the minister or the is going to qualify me, and then I make the grade. Stop it. God says, I will cause you. Not, I will cause myself. God says, I'll cause you. Notice what he has to do. He has to put his Holy Spirit in you. That nucleus explodes inside your life. It's called salvation. And then he causes you to love his word, to love stuff that you used to argue with God about and think he was crazy and wrong, and that's why I'll never be a Christian, that's insane. When you accept Christ, you go, wow, that makes total sense now. How could I have been so wrong? You've got a whole new life. I'll cause you to walk in my statutes. And number two, he says there, secondly, and you will keep my judgments. How do I keep them? I will be in you. I'll do it. Thirdly, look, you'll do them. I'll cause it to happen. You'll keep them because I'm at work in you, and you're going to do them. You're going to love my word. 2 Corinthians 5:16 answers to this. 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17. You say, well, okay, that was the Old Testament proof or indicator that if this salvation's at work in my life, if I'm once saved, always saved, the Holy Spirit moves inside of me. But is there a New Testament proof of it? Oh, many, many. But this one, 2 Corinthians 5:16 begins, therefore, I love that, therefore, in light of this argument, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. I love that verse. Listen, you know how you and I know each other? This is how we're supposed to know each other right here, right now. Say, like, for example, how do I know you? Look, I don't know. I think it's safe to say, looking around this room. I mean, Kathy, the lights are bright. Kathy, is that you right there? You've been coming to this church. How old were you when you started coming? 18? And how many? Well, I never knew. She's been coming, though, to this church. She was one of the handful of people that first started coming 25 years ago. Okay, watch this. So I know her, but even still, listen. She's probably the, Mark and Mary may be in here right now, I'm not sure, but I've probably known her the most in this room. Even though she was 18, I've only known her, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I've only known her as a believer. She might say, but my before Christian days, don't tell me. Do you see this? Don't tell me. Gary, I've known you for a long time. Long time. I don't know Gary any other way except in Christ. Are you with me? Amen. From now on, says the apostle, we don't know anyone after the flesh. Amen. This is good news. Well, Pastor, I'm new here and stuff, and I just want to, you know, be part of the family, so let me tell you about my life. No. Let's just talk about God's good stuff. Let's talk about what God has done in your life since that BC, or let's leave the BC days, before Christ days. Let's talk about the new days. Why? Because God says, I have forgotten it. So let's stop reminding them, okay? He said, I forgot. So let's let that go. Yeah, but you know, I used to be a murderer and a rapist, drug addict, terrorist, a politician, something. I don't know. It's like, well, I'm angry right now with what's... No, I'm kidding. So I don't care. We need to remember that when we talk to each other. Some people give their testimony. Yeah, I've been a Christian for 3 years. Let me tell you how I used to be. No, don't. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know you like that. I look at you. Listen, you look at me. We only know each other after Jesus. That's good news, people. We're still in 2 Corinthians 5. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no more, no longer. That means, Paul says, we knew him when he walked around, but that's not how we know him now. We know him now enthroned in heaven above. Verse 17, here you go. Therefore, in light of everything I just said, he's announcing, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If that's happened, it doesn't need to happen again and again and again. It's happened once. If that's happened to you, you are once saved, always saved. The question is, are you saved? Fundamentally, we are now born of God and have become that new creation. Foundationally, we've been sealed, marked, identified by the Holy Spirit. And that's good news. If salvation can be lost in God's sealing, think of this. Because the word seal, God sealed us. The Bible tells us, for example, in Ephesians 4:30, you've been sealed, marked by the Holy Spirit. Marked. That word, sealed, marked, identified by the Holy Spirit, is a word that means that you've been stamped by God's signet ring of ownership. You are owned by God. He doesn't have any yard sales. He doesn't have any giveaways. He doesn't put you in a bag so somebody can come to your porch and take you away. You're stamped until the day of redemption. And that flies in the face of this argument. Because if salvation can be lost, then God's sealing, think of it, is not much effect, but thank God it is. And so listen, as I mentioned a moment ago, some of you are having a hard time with this. Like, Pastor, you don't know what you're doing. People are going to be all, they're going to be all turned on to their freedom in Christ and crash their relationship, and you need to scare people a little bit and put some legalism on them and terrorize them a little bit, and then they'll keep coming back to church. And you guys know there's churches that operate like that. Why would you struggle in thinking that if somebody had freedom in Jesus and liberty in Jesus to understand who they are in Jesus, if you're thinking that's just a license for them to sin, well, listen to this. It's just you're just giving them a license to sin. My dear friend, I know with good intentions you raise this issue, but you don't understand. You do not know God's power to save. You've missed it. No, Pastor, we need to have more rules around here. You don't understand. Rules like that, man-made, create a false parameter that people will color within the lines. That's their motive. If I color within the lines, I'm saved. You want to blow those lines up so that there's no trust in false things like that. What you want to do is invite people to come and know Jesus. That's it. That's too simple. Wait a minute. It is simple. But the people who choose to follow Jesus begin a journey. That's anything but easy. Let's be honest. We may be saved and going to heaven. But it gets bumpy. It's not easy. Any wimp can be a non-believer. Did that offend you? If it offended you, let me say it this way. Any wimp can be a non-believer. Any non-believer can be a wimp. It's hard to be a Christian, a real one. You say, I thought you, whoa, what? Because God's the one doing it in us. God's the one that goes, Jack, go over here. Jack, go like, Jack, say this. Jack, stand up for this. And it's like, Lord, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather just kind of hide in the shadows. Just stand here now. That's not easy. Tell your neighbor about me. I'd rather mow my lawn now. That's not easy. You have to, listen, that's not easy. Here's the truth of the matter. Some of the arguments put forth is this, because there's a fear. If a person believes that they are securely saved, then perhaps that person will see themselves as having that license to sin. Secondly, he will not care about serving God if he believes he's saved. Third argument is that if a person thinks they're saved, they're not going to endure until the end. They won't persevere when times get tough. Answer to these things, it's not our business to be the Holy Spirit in someone else's life. Number two, any relationship with God that's based on manipulating people with God or for God or in God's name is not a relationship with God. If you have to pay somebody to tell you that they love you, you're a weirdo. Okay, really, you think about it. If you've got to manipulate somebody to have them express affection toward you, there's something wrong with you. God's not like that. Does this make sense? It does to all six maybe of us there. Thirdly, listen, it's the Holy Spirit's ministry that makes a person experience that relationship of salvation, not us. The founder of Biola University, R.A. Torrey, writes this: those of us who are possessed by the Holy Spirit are at war with sin. We battle and resist and fight against the powers of lust, fear, and doubt. But we win such battles more often than we lose. We are advancing ever onward. We cannot quit because it is no longer our desire to run away from God, but rather now we run to God. Does that describe you? That describes me. That describes us. Those who are truly God's are possessed by the Holy Spirit, and we're at war with sin. You don't have to manipulate somebody and play this question of, well, you once saved, always saved. The issue is, are you saved? Because if you are, you're at war with lust and the flesh, None of that stuff goes away. You fight it all the time. And we win, thank God. I like what Tori says. We win more battles than we lose because we're Christians. Third and finally, we have to do this fast. Actually, you just have to listen. I just have to do this fast. Third and finally is this. Do I have to keep myself saved? You say, what kind of a question is that? Actually, people may not verbalize the question as much as you have seen people exercise the question. See, what do you mean? Have you ever seen, or maybe it's you, where you accept the Lord? Let's say you're someone who accepted the Lord last week, but you've had a rough week this week. Here's the amazing thing. Watch this. You accepted the Lord last Sunday, and then one day, 2 days into this new life, new week, you wound up messing up. And now you couldn't wait for Sunday to come so you can get back to the saved status. Pastor, you're going to do that altar call thing again, right? I don't think so. I don't know if we have the time today. Listen, I'm being a little sarcastic. Here's the deal. That's not how it works. First of all, when you made that commitment to Christ last week, did you notice something this week? Even though you did trip up, you still bit the dog or whatever you did, kicked the cat, whatever it is. Did you notice when you did it this time, you felt terrible about it? And you had this voice inside of you saying, we don't do this anymore. You've done this for 38 years. We don't do it now. Have you ever, you know what I'm talking about? You had a rough week, but you've had the first week of your real life than you've ever had. He's at work. Listen, you don't do anything to keep yourself saved, because if you do, then your salvation is based upon your effort. And Paul told to the church at Galatia, write it down, it's not in the notes. In Galatians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, Paul says, who's bewitched you? That you started out in the spirit? You understood what you were doing, but now you're perfecting yourself in the flesh? You believed in Jesus, but now you're trying to clean up your own act under your own power? Remember, church, God does this in you. God is the one. So again, here's a happy truth. Here's a great reality. We're almost done. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, you probably knew we were going to come to this. We had to. This is the best. Romans 8, 28 to verse 31. You guys all listening? Wake your neighbor up. This is good. Right here. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Verse 29. For whom he foreknew. Circle the word foreknew. God knew you before time ever began. He knew you in eternity. Listen, I'm not joking. You're going to go choose today what you're going to have for breakfast or lunch somewhere. You don't even know yet. God knows. He knew before he created everything what you would have for breakfast this morning. Did you know that? How cool is that? He foreknew. He knew those in advance who would say yes to his offer of salvation and those who would say no. He knew before the show began. He knew. The end from the beginning. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. So based on his foreknowledge, he predestined, then he called. These he also justified. Justified means he positioned us as though they had never sinned. Is that awesome? These he also glorified. Notice it's all past tense, people. This is God showing you a secret of his. It's all done. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I like to put it this way. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who cares? If God's for us, who cares about everything else? Listen, God did this. I want to give him my life. John 10, verse 3. John 10, 3. You guys okay? We're almost done. You're doing great. John 10, verse 3. the sheep or his sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. He leads them out, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And verse 5 says, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Christians, follow him. You don't keep yourself saved. You just follow Jesus, because that's what sheep do. Jude 1:24. Now to him, here it is, watch this. Do I keep myself saved? Nope. Listen. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Who's able? God's able. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. This is good news. Here it is. Do I have to keep myself saved? No. Why? Because who saved you in the first place? God did that. Did he not invite you? Yes, he did. Does he not complete what he starts? Yep. So, Jack, you've just given people free rein to go out and live their life claiming they're a Christian, and they're going to live like Hades all week long and then come back on Sunday and act all pious. No, I didn't. Because if a person thinks like that, they've never been born again. If a person thinks like that, they don't know God. If a person has those kinds of desires that they're going to be religious on Sunday, but you know, Bubbles and Rocky sleeping together tomorrow and cheating on this and putting a little decimal point one direction to the other, that ain't true. You're going to be manipulating, scheming, all this stuff of the flesh. Listen, here's the deal. Man, when you know God, here's the deal. God is with you when you're doing your income tax. God is with you when you go, oh, she's cute. And God says, we don't do that anymore. And you say, yes, Lord, that's right. Forgive me and give me the power to keep walking on now. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me the strength to turn and walk the other direction. Oh, you know what? He's nice. I only talk to him because he's nice. And God says, I don't want you to talk to him at all. Why? God knows something you don't know. The Christian goes, yes, sir, because I know you love me and you want what's best for my life. I don't know. I don't understand. So listen, when I say you go today from this church and you be empowered, you be crazy happy in Jesus, and you be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And when temptation comes up to you, you remember this. It's just a temptation. You just say to it, get out of here. You're a temptation. I'm not yielding to you. Just get out of here. I'm a new creation of Christ. Get out of here. I am free. I'm born again. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven, and I don't need that in my life. Get out of here. Listen, that's true relationship with God.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called You Need to Know All About Your Salvation. It's one in a series that answers the question, can you have eternal life and then lose it? You Need to Know All About Your Salvation is taken from Pastor Jack's collection of studies called You Need to Know. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, have you signed up for Pastor Jack's weekly devotionals? They're called Real Life Devotions. You get a new Real Life Devotion in your inbox every Monday. Subscribers to Real Life Devotions really appreciate them, and they're letting Pastor Jack know, like this one here. I can't express in words how much your weekly devotion inspires me to action. Thank you, Pastor Jack. That comes from Tom. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Subscribe to Pastor Jack's Real Life Devotions. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Visit reallifewithjackhibbs.org. If you need to get in touch by telephone, our phone number is 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.